I'm Desmond Graham, and the poem I'll read is called Class. It's from a sequence of that same title, from the collection The Scale of Change, I published in 2011. Class, in fact, is like an old-fashioned phone bell ringing through an empty house, just testing what sort of person answers. And the English, mostly, have that ringing in their ears, no matter how they do not listen. Class is like a draught of air which cannot fail to lift you ever so gently sometimes, and with full force holds others down. Class is a game with letters slid along to rearrange and make a phrase to teach you just where you are. And you struggle nightly, fitting in the letters, wondering if the set you're given cannot make one word. And class, of course, is another word for the school armoury, the farmer's gun rack, the poor policeman's dog. Wren churches. I loved them, cleared of clutter, mainly solid blackened oak, keeping reflection to itself, made to be seen discreetly, teach you for the first time how perspective works. And if the organ piped up its patterns and the cupola at last cupped hand to ear to bring you Bach, you understood how God was moved, out of the machine, turned into proportion, balance and scale, how measurement took over angle and leverage, structure, depth and weight, like the sentences of Pope. Repeat, develop, vary, pause, extend and counter, return and reinstate, then close. And round the corner, as that poet dreaded, paper money moved, so unsubstantial. Long before the first computer, all the world's wealth passed through here like flour down a funnel, packed and stored and sent across the water, then sent back multiplied by millions. The Amerindians, the Gold Coast captives, some noble savages located near Tahiti, paid the price. You almost hear it if you listen closely. Travelling round St. Paul's Dome, as a whisper. Dover. The plastic flags stuck to the wall like wet leaves, fixed there by wind and weather, declare St. George's Day. In little butchers' hats and shawls of flags for England, they cried havoc through the streets, especially in Dover, where Gloucester was not blinded by the white cliffs, and King Lear awaited rescue from his daughter and the French. And the samphire gatherer clung on as best he could to what the sign calls now the Cliffs of Shakespeare. and in the eight bells, after Sunday lunchtime, drifted on again to evening, they greet Mum on the mobile, best mum in the world. Not quite plastered yet, but soon to get there, like the men, still moaning at the bar, explaining how they did not really mean it. No offence intended. And the High Street, Oxfam, Save the Children, Mind, the Heart Foundation, RSPCA, say, this is England. And the boarded houses, where once Wordsworth waited lovesick. Matthew Arnold popped across from to hear the slow withdrawing roar of pebbles leaving England, to be rolled back up next tide, where the corrugated waves give little welcome, passing over everything that passes. And the herring gull dives into litter, rises like some clumsy phoenix, adjusts its wings and shuffles, gives out the same sharp cry the wedding party gives for bride and groom, for England and St. George. Noisy, sentimental, and as every visitor from the time of Shakespeare onwards noticed, prone to violence.